This is the User Adoption Podcast with your host, Henrik Dagir.
Who are you and what do you do?
Hi, Henrik. It's a pleasure to be here. It's Rahul Agarwal this side. I'm the CEO and founder of DesignHill.com. DesignHill.com is an online creative marketplace. We help businesses begin small, source quality graphic designs for their needs. We have over 200,000 graphic designers on our platform, and we help anybody who's looking for quality design solutions, get them on our platform.
Bro, how are you involved with user adoption?
Well, Henrik, I basically look at and manage the marketing side of our business, user acquisition, and I think that leads to user adoption as well, in the sense that, with all the marketing strategies that we employ today, once we bring the users on board, that is when we, start looking at, understanding the user behavior, analyzing their activities on our platform. And, that's where the user adoption comes into play.
Raul, what are the biggest challenges and successes you've seen with user adoption?
I think one of the biggest challenges that we've seen is that, especially with an online business, is that, as a product company, as a, when we are on this side of the marketplace, we see that, we expect that users would understand and would know how the user journeys are going to be, because we look at the platform, we look at the different pages on the website on a daily basis. But from somebody who's probably visiting our website for the first time, it may not be that easy for them. So to understand the user behavior, to understand the user psyche, I think that's really challenging. And I think that's been the biggest focus for us in terms of, coming up with different strategies and coming up with different ways in which we can help our users adopt our platform, use it as easily and seamlessly as possible. I think that's probably the biggest challenge, understanding the user behavior on how different users coming from different backgrounds are going to use your service and are going to, go to different sections of your platform and, behave differently.
Raul, what advice would you like to share with people working on improving user adoption?
When it comes to user adoption, Henrik, there are a number of things that businesses can do, especially online businesses, because I'll give you our example. We've implemented a range of things on our platform, starting from the time when, users register and sign up for the first time. We have onboarding widgets, tutorials, which, take users step by step through to different pages on the website, to different buttons and different CTAs that they need to, act on. At the same time, what we've also done is that through a series of, feedback mechanisms, we run, we use tools like Hotjar, SurveyMonkey, SurveyKit that we implement on different parts of our website. And through those, we get constant feedback from our customers. Now, using that feedback, we understand what are the difficulties or challenges customers are having. And then we implement, we make changes, or we implement, we add certain sections on the website, like FAQ sections, or, we add, tutorials, screencast videos. So, there's a range of things that customers can do. One of the things that has really helped us as well is, having a knowledge base. So what we did was that for all our services, and, with on our platform, customers can use different services at different points of time. So to bring all of that together, we created a very extensive knowledge base that sort of has FAQs about almost every question, customers put across to us. And, and it's a constant process. It's not something that happens in one day, but you have to keep understanding and analyzing your customer behavior, as well as the kind of feedback and queries your customers are sending out to your support team, and basis on that, then you create your knowledge base. I think, and that really helps, the entire user adoption and the process and the ease of use of your services.
That's a good example of a constant feedback loop.
Yes.
Raul, where can we learn more about user adoption and your work on the subject?
As I said, you know, user adoption is, I think, is paramount and extremely important for businesses today, because with user adoption, you know, you're able to make your service easily adoptable and easily usable. And end of the day, you know, when you're especially in an online business, there's hardly any face-to-face interaction with your customers. So if they find your tool, your product, your service, your website to be extremely user-friendly with a great user experience, I think that will play a huge role in them coming back to you. Because end of the day, no matter how much marketing you can do and how much user acquisition you can do through, you know, different channels, but if your customers are happy about using your service, they find your service to be easy and, you know, easy to navigate, easy to use, I think that's really important. And to use that, and I think to do that, you can't just implement one tool. You know, you have to understand, you have to take them step by step, from the onboarding process to the time that they're using your services, to the time they're checking out. You know, you need to have different mechanisms in place. For example, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, we have an onboarding funnel. We use a knowledge base section. We use video tutorials. We use onboarding step by step widgets that basically take users through to different pages on our website. And all of that is then supported by, you know, feedback mechanisms, tools like Hotjar, SurveyMonkey, Servicate that we use to get feedback from our customers. And lastly, you know, one of the things that we've also done, and I think that has really helped us in, you know, improving our services, is having a live chat option. On our platform, we have a live chat option that, you know, is available to all our customers 24/7. And that really helps us, because when we analyze the queries that our customers are coming up with, and if there are certain queries or certain issues that they're facing repeatedly, then we, you know, we take steps to implement and, you know, improve upon them. So that on its own, you know, improves the user experience for our customers. We at Designhill offer a multitude of services. You know, customers can come onto our platform and, you know, hire graphic designers, or, you know, use one of our DIY tools to, you know, source designs on their own and pretty much in, you know, 2 to 5 minutes. We recently also launched a service called Print Shop, where customers can actually order custom apparel, custom merchandise, or buy merchandise created by some of the world's top artists as well, you know, for any occasion or theme that they want and desire. So we created certain coupons exclusively for you and your audience, and I like to share them. The first one is a exclusive 15% coupon code called User15, USER15, which will give your users a 15% discount on our design crowdsourcing service. The second coupon is another exclusive coupon, which is 25% on our Designhill logo maker service. It's an artificial intelligence powered logo maker. It's a great tool, one of the best in the industry, and, you know, I'm sure your audience will love that. The coupon code for that is User25, so USER25. And the third and the last coupon code that I like to share with your audience is an exclusive 10% on our Print Shop service, which is which I mentioned is a custom printing and, you know, print on demand marketplace. The coupon code for that is User10, USER10. So I think you know, these are really great offers, really great deals, and I'm sure your customers would love them.
Thank you so much, Royal.
It's a pleasure to be here, Henrik. Thank you so much for having me today.
For more on this, visit useradoptionpodcast.com. Don't forget to please subscribe, rate, and review. And for a book about this, check out useradoptionbook.com. Tune in next week for the next episode. Thanks for listening.